call to order this regular meeting of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, April 14th, 2015, at 7:00 p.m. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember David Powell, after which if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Nettie Caldwell with the Presbyterian Church.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you that we live in a place where we can come together and discuss and plan and vote for things openly and safely. Be with all who are gathered here today that they go and they vote and they discuss with words that you've given them. And help them all to their homes safely afterwards. We ask this in your Son's most precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our borough manager is ill this evening, so he is not present. We have two items, ceremonial items. The first one is a proclamation of National Library Week, which is April 12th through the 18th, 2015. Whereas our nation's school, academic, public, and special libraries make a difference in the lives of millions of Americans, and whereas libraries are places of opportunity providing programs that teach all forms of literacy, promoting continuing education, and encouraging lifelong learning, and whereas in times of economic hardship, Americans turn to and depend on their libraries and librarians, and whereas librarians are trained tech-savvy professionals, providing technology, training, and access to downloadable content like e-books, and whereas libraries play a vital role in supporting the quality of life in their communities, and whereas libraries continuously grow and evolve in how they provide for the needs of every member of their communities, and whereas libraries help people of all ages discover a world of knowledge, both in person and online, as well as provide personal service and assistance in finding needed information. And whereas libraries are narrowing the digit divide by providing no-fee public computer and internet access to accommodate the growing need for access to digital and online information. And whereas libraries, librarians, library workers, and supporters across America are celebrating National Library Week. Now therefore, be it resolved that I, David Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim April 12th through 18th, 2015, National Library Week, and encourage all residents to visit the library that week to take advantage of the wonderful library resources available at your library. Lives change at your library. And this will be presented to you.
I'll take it. Margaret's working.
Thank you. And the second proclamation is a proclamation of Lemonade Day. Whereas Lemonade Day is a free community-wide educational event providing children with the opportunity to learn and apply entrepreneurial thinking and create a foundation for success in the global economy. And whereas Lemonade Day exists to infuse today's youth with a spirit of enterprise, teaching the basic business and entrepreneurial skills necessary to become successful, contributing members of their communities. And whereas Lemonade Day has a core philosophy, a spend, save, and share, that is implemented by teaching children how to start, own, and operate a business, learn goal setting, develop a business plan, establish a budget, seek investors, provide customer service, and give back to the community. Whereas Lemonade Day offers opportunities for families, businesses, schools, youth organizations, faith-based communities, neighborhoods, institutes of higher learning, and government agencies to unite for a common purpose, to train the next generation of entrepreneurs. And whereas Lemonade Day is an event that demonstrates to young people of Wrangell that they are important and citizens care about their future. And the city and borough of Wrangell salutes and commends organizers, volunteers, and participants of Lemonade Day, a program that advances life skills, character, and entrepreneurship, and extend best wishes for successful and rewarding observance. Now, therefore, I, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim Saturday, May 9, 2015, as Lemonade Day, and encourage all residents of the City and Borough of Wrangell to participate and have a role either selling or buying lemonade on Saturday, May 9, 2015. And Carol Rushmore, would you come forward to this, please?
Thank you. Very much. Yeah.
Good, good.
Okay.
That's all of that, so roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Here.
Prasanka? Rooney?
Here.
Decker? Howell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any suggested amendments?
I do, Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest that we table item 13J, which is the letter of support for Senate Bill 99, which changes Title IV, which deals with the Alaska Beverage Control Board. And the reason I'm suggesting that is I don't think we have enough information yet. I went in and looked up the bill. The bill was just introduced on the 7th, and on the 9th, CHAR, which is the group of people that have bars and restaurants, they're the Alaska Cabaret Hotel and Restaurant and Retailers Association. They had several issues with the bill, and talking to our bar owners here in town, they are all members of CHAR, so they're not real excited about certain parts of the bill. So as it goes through the process next year, it'll never make it this year. There's only 5 days left. It'll probably change, and I think we should revisit this then maybe in February, say, of next year, instead of supporting it now when the bar owners in our town are not necessarily for it.
Okay. Does anyone have an issue with that?
I don't have an issue with that. I already talked to a couple of bar owners too here, and had a couple people make phone calls on it. I was going to suggest the same thing, that we table this until next session.
Yeah.
So I'm
so
agree,
what
I agree with
that.
What
we can do is have the assembly just remove that item from the agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the appropriate thing to do, rather than table it and just remove it from the agenda.
Okay.
And then we can always add it back at a later date.
Okay.
That's it.
We don't need to move on. Are there any further amendments? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve those items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, 6A.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. The next item is item eight, the Borough Manager's Report. As I noted, the Borough Manager is ill this evening. You had the written report. Is there any further information that we have that he might have imparted in there?
Not that he has sent to me.
Anyone have any questions or comments on the Borough Manager's Report? Borough Clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything, unless anybody has any questions.
No. Okay. Next item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any Assembly member have any reports or? Okay. Next item 10B, Appointment to Fill a Vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. There were no letters of interest on that vacancy, so we'll continue advertising for that. Next item is 10C, Appointment to Fill a Vacancy on the Nolan Museum Center, Civic Center Board. There was one letter of interest received for this vacancy from Dan Root. I will appoint Dan Root to that board. I would like to note also that there was one person that I'd like to mention that did put a letter of interest in, but they were not a resident of the city and borough of Wrangell. They come and go. However, it was nice that they did have an interest in serving on the board, and I'd like to commend a person for doing that. But our ordinances state that the person has to be a resident of the city and borough. So that person was not really qualified to serve on that board, although they did have a lot of other qualifications. So the next item is item 10D, Appointment to Fill the Vacancy of the Alternate Board Member on the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority Board. There was one letter of interest received for this vacancy from Amber Al-Haddad. I will appoint Amber to that position. And that is all the appointments. Item 11, persons to be heard. We have three persons to be heard this evening. First one is Margie Wood on the Tideland sale. If you'd come forward, state your name and residence address for the record, please.
Margie Wood, 103 Fifth Avenue. A letter that I wrote regarding the sale of Tidelands under your item 13B is in your packet tonight. I am supportive of this sale, but I did bring up some concerns that must be addressed by the borough. I'm not going to read that letter because some developments have happened, and I want to make comments to that and give a little background. In my 22 years as the executive director for the Stikine River Jet Boat Association and the port agent representing other Wrangell Tours, I am a primary user of that port area, affectionately called the vendor shelter area, during the time when cruise ships stop here at Wrangell. During a typical summer, collectively we operators literally put thousands of people on local tours here in Wrangell. The concern that I have with this sale is that that area that we currently use for visitor staging is being sold to a private business owner. Now, I've talked to Mr. Goodale, and in his proposal, they have addressed that concern by a courtyard that will be created with the fill between where the visitor's shelter is and the Stikine. And they're talking about letting operators use that during cruise ships calls. That area would be really impressive compared to what we have now. Aesthetically pleasing, it would look good, it would make Wrangell look really organized. It's a very welcome idea and an improvement to our overall port development. And I'm hoping a kickstart and an incentive for Wrangell to complete the rest of the overall waterfront plan. I do have a lingering concern, and that is the future. If the Gooddales ever saw a need to change that idea of having the courtyard available, or if the Stikine were sold to somebody that didn't share the vision for the use of that area, then tour operators would find that we had nowhere to stage visitors as they're coming off of the pier to go on tours in Wrangell. And as a private property owner of the area, Gooddales could and should be able to do whatever they see fit to do with that area that works with their business, as long as it fits within the zoning of the area. After I wrote an initial letter, I shared it with all of you, the Port Commissioner Yeager, Planning and Zoning, CVB, and conversation that resulted from some of that, and I'm sure other influences in the city, seemed to have reached a viable solution to this concern that I have. Last week I met with Harbor Master Meisner and Commissioner Yeager and looked at the area south of that turnaround area, between the pavement and the barge. And it looks like that area could be expanded and developed, not a big area, but a small enough, a large enough area that it would accommodate an alternate staging area. And that new pad of available space would actually fit in quite well with the overall waterfront plan and provide a protective measure for the future should their plans change or should somebody buy the place and want to do something else with it. I'll let Harbor Master Meisner speak to the particulars of the idea for that expansion, but as long as a contingency such as this is in place, I think my concerns have been addressed. And in addition, I'd like to just say that continuing to work on that waterfront area is a solid community investment. A long-term cruise port solution is, of course, to move the barge south of its present location, but we all know that is that solution is much farther in the future. So in closing, I believe that the Gooddale plan is a fantastic improvement to the Wrangell overall waterfront in particular, and I support it just as long as the borough does create an alternate staging area. Thank you for your time.
Next person, Wilma Leslie. And if you'd state your name and address for the record, please.
Wilma Leslie, 326 First Avenue. And this might be kind of redundant. I understand you guys did testify, and this is with regard to the Alaska Marine Highway funding. Now, what the news is about 9,000 visitors that have already booked on the ferry system this summer may not be able to come to Alaska and have to change their travel plans. So what I'm asking is that the City Council write Governor Walker and request that they reinstate the 2016 budget. And then on a side note, I was able to get 160 signatures on a community letter that I had at the health fair. So I sent that to Governor Walker, Lieutenant Governor Malott, Senator Stedman, and Representative Ortiz. Is that correct? Okay. So anyway, just FYI, they do have 160 signatures from Wrangell citizens. And I don't know if you guys read this latest article from Ketchikan Daily, but I'll go ahead and share it. It's alarming because it would really hurt Wrangell's visitor industry, especially in the summer, to cut that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I keep this, Wilma, and make copies for them?
Oh, you can. Yeah, I have copies, actually. Oh, okay. I didn't want to overwhelm you with paper, but let's see.
My talker to the list.
There you be.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'd just like to also comment on that, too. I have two reservations this summer on the ferry system for medical reasons, which I'm not certain that I'm going to be able to do that. So, you know, it kind of puts everyone in limbo, not just visitors to the state, but the residents in the state. The next person to speak is Brooke Reynolds.
Actually, I don't have anything to add. I found what I was looking for in here.
Oh, okay, that's on the AICS letter of support, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Then we have no further persons to be heard. We need one of carrier.
I know.
Okay, the next item is unfinished business. The proposed ordinance number 893 amended, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 10, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare of the Wrangell Municipal Code to add a new chapter, 10.18, on abuse of 911 system, and to amend certain sections of Chapter 10.32 and 10.36 relating to weapons and discharge of firearms. This is a second reading as amended.
Make a motion to adopt Ordinance 893 as amended.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I'd like to make an amendment to that to address concerns that were brought up during the public hearing. And on 10.36.010A, insert the word paved between the words any and public, and the same thing on B.
I'll second it. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Well, anybody.
Yeah, anybody. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the amendment? Yes.
I still have some problems with the way it's written. We can shoot a crossbow, we can shoot a bow in your backyard, but you can't shoot a gun. There's still some property issues, I think, here for people that are out of the city. I think we have kind of blurred the line between city and rural. And I don't know that we've really adequately addressed that blurring of that line. I don't think it's the chief or anybody's intent to inhibit hunting, which is a big deal on this island. And a lot of us do it, and a lot of us enjoy that. But somebody that would look at these laws differently when forces change, and we could run into some problems down the road. I think at some point we need to sit down and make a defined difference between city and rural, and what that means and where that is. But that's all I think to say.
Any further comments? Poll vote, please. This is on the amendment.
Correct. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay, is there any further discussion on the ordinance, the body of the ordinance? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Next item is 12B, proposed ordinance number 894, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.2Z, General Penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a second reading. Postponed from the February 10th, 2015 regular assembly meeting because of its connection to proposed ordinance number 893 that just passed.
I move to adopt ordinance number 894.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.